Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, I'm sure that you have a great sales force. I'm sure that you know and understand that you're in business to make a profit, and you can't make a profit unless you have a prospect, unless you have a presentation, unless you have a close. There has to be someone bringing you business, or possibly you are an internet business, which is possible, and your form of selling is completely different. But most businesses have traditional sales where they actually have someone called a salesperson. That person could be a customer representative person, it could be a salesperson, it could be an order taker who takes the incoming calls and takes the order, but someone has to initiate contacting another person in another business, however you do it, whether it's through social media, internet, or whether it's just a live person. And we think about this and we go, you know, my sales department is really important because without my sales department, I wouldn't be bringing in the volume that I need. But we kind of miss the point that every employee in your business is your best salesperson. If you have someone answering the phone, if you have a receptionist answering the phone, and the receptionist answering the phone doesn't sound like he or she is really into it, if they're not pleasant, if they're not interested in the person calling, if they don't appear that they've really are just excited about that person coming there, they understand that the person is important and they greet them properly and they help them any way they can and they remember their name when they next call the next time and they're not indifferent to the call. As a matter of fact, you know, over these 25 plus years of working with CEOs, presidents, and business owners, I've actually run into very few people who have receptionists where the receptionists make you feel like they've known you all their life. As a matter of fact, I know very few. I do know one in Pittsburgh who's been with the company for a long period of time, and when you call, you think that she is your best friend. And I know one in California that when you call, she always has a little conversation with you. The conversation lasts just seconds, but she makes you feel like you are really important. So it's important to understand that every single person that works for you is a salesperson. It might be the person who does the shipping when the UPS guy shows up to pick up the packages, and he makes the UPS job driver's job easier. And the UPS driver goes to another business and says, you know, I was just over at the Acme Manufacturing Company, and that Freddie's got it together. Spreads the good word. Or maybe it's a service person that goes out and they treat the people with respect and they're patient with them and they really understand that they are important. Every single person that works for you is your best salesperson. The people that clean the offices and keep them sparkling clean and make it a more pleasant atmosphere when a customer comes in or when your employees show up is your best salesperson. A vendor that you treat with respect, that you build a relationship with. When someone asks them, where should I go to get this product? They go, I'll tell you where to go. These people will treat you right. The UPS person, the mail person, the FedEx person, the copier person who comes in to service your copier. Every single person that walks into your facility or every single person that you come in contact with, you make sure that your employees are treating them with respect, that your employees are letting them know that they're really grateful, that they're there to help them make their job easier. And then that comes down to you, doesn't it? You have to be your best salesperson. And how you have to do that is by treating your employees well by getting them to understand that it's a team effort. When there is a problem, there's no yelling or screaming. There's discussing what needs to be improved upon. There's training. There's not forgetting their birthday. If something happens in their life, it's taking a moment to talk to them about it. Now, we want to be careful. We don't want to become too friendly with our employees, because when that happens, sometimes they think that they don't have to get the work done, or they don't have to be as efficient, or they don't have to be as quick because they're your friend. But you need to be friendly. Every single person that works in your company is important. Every single person that comes in contact with your company, however they do it, is important. And one bad experience can go a very long way. You know, sometimes people say things and they use colloquialisms. I'm not getting that word out right. And they'll say something like, you know, one bad apple can spoil the whole barrel. And nobody really thinks about what that means. Of course, what it means is apples used to be shipped in barrels, wooden barrels. And if one was rotten, it would affect the whole barrel of apples, and chances are there would be many. One bad employee who doesn't treat people well will affect everyone around you, everything around you. So make sure that we're treating people right. Make sure that you're treating people right. Make sure that we understand sales starts when one person contacts another person and has an experience with them. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.